Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's freezing edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Going through the Presto log.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it has definitely been one of those weeks for sure. A couple flurries here and there. I went, there's a big hockey tournament in town this weekend, so I've gone from the ice rink to freezing outside. So I can't get away from it right now. Mm-hmm. So that's just what's happening. But some good kids hockey going on this weekend. Excited. A couple teams down from Canada, and so we're having a good time.
And they feel right. Oh,
yes. That's what happened. Is yes, the Canadians
brought the weather down. Huh?
But that's okay. They've been great fans and great people to have around. So we welcome them to Tri-Cities and love having those type of tourist activities and people here and visiting. So welcome. Mm-hmm. And we've got Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua over there. Tom, how are you?
Lance, we've both been in here about 10 minutes, and neither of us have taken off jacket yet.
No, it is cold. No, we have not taken our jacket off yet. Yeah, I dug out the Kenmore team jacket the first part of the week.
It's a good-looking jacket.
Well, I started using it. It's that time of year for sure. Well, we always like to start off with our national crazy real estate story. It gives us a little perspective on our local market here, and also is a little bit of fun. We have now the most expensive single family home hit the MLS in the United States this week. And that is...
Like ever?
Yes, absolutely. The most expensive home on the MLS, all the MLSs in the United States, hit the market in, of course, Beverly Hills, for $195 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is owned by billionaire investor Jeff Green. Now this guy has properties, real estate mogul, entrepreneur. He has over 30 properties in Florida, 3,500 apartments in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And 3 buildings in downtown Manhattan. So this guy's off the charts. I mean, he's big time in the real estate business. So in 2007, he bought this property, 25 acres above the Beverly Hills Hotel. So, I mean, you're lucky to see half-acre lots in those areas, much less a 25-acre compound. He bought it in 2007 for $35 million from basically a Saudi businessman that had gone, it was basically a bankruptcy-style sale. That was a bankruptcy price for $35 million, and then went on to just spend years under construction, total construction zone, the highest of qualities put into this. It's a palace. Basically, they said, you know, they built a palace to the point where he had imported 70-year-old olive trees for the ground.
Wow.
Digging up 70-year-old trees to bring in and get that type of landscaping. It has 12 bedrooms, 23 bathrooms, wine cellars, bowling alley, movie theater, pool. I was like, practically a hotel.
Which bathroom are you going to use today?
I think I'll use 17.
16 out of paper. Go to 18.
crazy. But really just incredible type of property to kind of look through some of those pictures.
You know, that's a sign from God that you're just making too much.
Yeah. You're just
too much.
It was, it's really crazy. So definitely crazy to see. Now back to kind of more a local regional stories with what's going on in the market right now. And one of the things that really kind of gave me the idea for today's show and talk a little bit about what differentiates us in the local market is we've got a couple things going on. This is kind of the type of year where a lot of people are deciding to maybe take their house off the market because they don't want to go through the holiday season. Maybe their house didn't sell over the last 4 or 5 months, and so they're trying to figure out a game plan for what that might be, whether it's pricing, staging, marketing, looking at those factors to try to decide. We have been just, it's a lot of people think, oh, well, the real estate market, have you guys really slowed down? And maybe they can tell from the look on my face that we haven't. or because what's happening is we're doing a ton of those consultations right now. The market has still been churning very quickly, as we reported in the stats last week. We talked about last week there being a 3.5 month supply of homes, mm-hmm. and we had the average sales price increase to 224. So we have had a lot of turnover in the industry and still very, very good numbers right now. So one of the things we're doing is consulting with people, tons and tons of appointments right now. What can we do differently? Maybe we should stay on the market now, and what's going on with that? The next biggest thing to come out of kind of our regional Northwest market is the real estate industry over the next 3 years is going to go through some major technological changes. And what's happened there is a lot of people kind of view the real estate industry as the last kind of industry to be bombarded with technology changes to make a difference. We saw 10 years ago the travel industry go through huge changes with companies like Expedia and Priceline and a lot of the hotel and travel industry go through major technological changes. What we have right now is we have a huge number of companies being bought up by larger companies and trying to, should you say if this is a word, technologize the industry. Mm-hmm. So there's some things to talk about there. One of the reasons they're wanting to do that, of course, is they believe with those technology changes there should be some cost cutting and some savings passed on to the consumers through traditional straight line, hard nose commissions. So that's one of the first things that they're trying to use the technology to bring that amount down to the consumer. We've already made some responses to that, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our hassle-free listing program today. And we've moved and rotated over to kind of a flexible rate commission based upon the house sales. And part of that is in response to what's going on in that industry. You have huge companies like Zillow, right out of our homegrown Seattle area. You have Zillow, which is now the largest trafficked website by consumers in the real estate industry. Zillow then recently is in a acquisition mode right now to purchase Trulia, which is arguably number 3 or 4 as the next biggest. So you see that industry really starting to consolidate there. And then you've had big moves. You've had media companies in the last month or 2 months purchase parts of real estate websites that even the National Association of Realtors owned. They've now sold off part of their company, Move.inc, which does a lot of traffic, to a national media outlet. So you get media outlets now looking at that industry, infusing what they've done in other industries, and trying to figure out how that's going to help the consumer. Mm-hmm. So lower pricing is what they're going to be looking at, and more flexible models. If you want to stay in the business, you have to kind of adapt to that. So I wrote down a couple points of what we've done to kind of respond to that need, help the consumer, but still provide a Cadillac Mercedes-style service in the local industry. So number one that I put down is that the biggest objections that we've had when we've talked to folks about selling their house is, number one is they don't want to pay for things they're not getting, right? That's a good way to really irk somebody, is to charge them for something and then they're not getting that. So whether that be the marketing, whether that be professional photos, whether that be good representation. Number two that I wrote down is part of what these technology options are doing is consumers don't want to have their options eliminated. They want more options for less cost. I mean, that's just the market mentality right now, is we want more options for less cost. And then I put number three, customers don't want to get stuck with a lemon, right? That's, I mean, yeah, if you get a car that's a lemon, you want to be able to have some protection there. the ability to be able to change what you're doing.
A little easier to get rid of a car lemon than a house lemon.
Mm-hmm. A house lemon, mm-hmm. exactly, or potentially a real estate agent lemon. I mean, if that's the case, okay? And so one of the things that we've done is we've worked into our contracts is we have a two-day cancellation clause on all of our real estate contracts. And so that's just not normal in our industry. Most of our contracts are written missing that verbiage. I know this because 90% of the appointments I go on is clients that have had to wait for contracts to run out, or they said we've had to wait till a certain date for a contract to run out. So with us, that's just not what you have to do. Is if something's not working out, if your job transfer doesn't come through or life changes or you need to make a different decision, all of our contracts can be canceled. And does that cost me a lot of money a couple times of years during the year? Absolutely it does. There's nothing worse than me spending, you know, $1,200 to $2,000 in the first 3 weeks to place ads, get on websites, get signs up, get a professional photographer up. And it happened to me like 3 weeks ago. And then I get the call that, hey, I can't move in this weather. I'm freaking out. My life has completely changed. And I have to eat that cost, all of it. Now, that client is, you know, was fantastic. She had a life change that she needed to address, and it just wasn't right. So is she going to be back next year, and I'm going to get that money back? Absolutely, I hope she is. Does she have to, or is that a big maybe? Absolutely, I'm a realist. And I might never talk to her again, or she might not pick up the phone. But we just like people to have that flexibility and be able to make those decisions. So that's one of the biggest differences that we've worked into that hassle-free listing program, is that we are contracting day-to-day to get your house sold. It's part of our guarantee. It's part of what we do. And it just creates an awesome atmosphere for us and for our customers.
Well, and you know, since this started a number of years ago in the market, people kind of know you. Oh, yeah, that guy that guarantees he'll sell your house or he'll buy it.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people know about that. It's never been done before. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so now I don't want to say never because, McKay, I appreciate you saying that.
Uh-huh.
Technically, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Technically, there was a company in town, ERA, that had a program like that existed. It's just nobody ever did a good job getting the word out about it. So I'm going to go ahead and give credit where credit's due. That program was here. It just wasn't being used very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things is that's something that we just said, let's bring this up to light. Let's use this as a tool to help our sellers. Because sometimes people can't purchase that next house that they want to purchase without having a guaranteed sale date of their current house. And so we take a little bit of that, and we are willing to assume that risk for folks when they need to do that. Now, there's a cost associated with all risks. So what we have to do is we have to do a very, very careful analysis of the house, talk with our appraisers, come up and agree on a price ahead of time. If we can't agree on a price, we can't agree on a price. That's very fair. But if we can, then we make that deal, go through our marketing time, and get that house sold. So, yeah, absolutely a fantastic program that we've added kind of into, you know, that we've added into the mix of the options that we have. The next biggest thing that with the hassle-free listing program that we love to talk about is we have a flexible rate commission based upon how the house sells. So if we're able to sell that house in a time frame faster than was expected because you had, you know, your brother-in-law wanted to buy the house, we have a provision in our contract that allows that to happen, because if you found the buyer of that house through your sphere of influence, and maybe they were just helped along or pushed along a little bit by us putting a sign up, we have a system that rewards that type of work with the homeowner. It truly is a team environment. When I say Kenmore team, it's not just our team. It's working with you as the customer as part of that team to get those real estate goals met. So we've really kind of embraced that concept and utilized that to help people with those decisions. But the big kicker, the biggest differentiating factor through the whole situation that we're not willing to change is that we are still giving full service. We're not a discount brokerage. A lot of times when you see these new business models coming up, listing the homes for 1%, doing that type of stuff, That's not a full service brokerage. You're not getting a local professional photographer. You're not getting enhanced listings that were paying thousands of dollars a month to show up on the first and second page of Zillow versus page 20 or 23.
Yeah.
So you might be getting a basic set of needs, but unless you know all of those tricks and add-ons that you're doing, you're not getting full service. We are full service, and that's the differentiating factor, is that we're, I feel we're more than full service, but I haven't come up with a great word for that yet. so that's kind of...
We got to work on that.
We need to work on that a little bit. So we'll add that to the marketing. Well, I have. It's hassle-free listing.
Oh,
so there you go. That's what we're talking about. So those are a couple of our differentiating factors. I could probably talk about this without a commercial break, but McKay is telling us we need a commercial break. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the local properties, new inventory that we've put on, get an update from Tom Coyne and Umpqua exactly what's going on in lending.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about differentiation in the market, some major technology changes, new companies coming into the market that we're watching, letting the consumer know about, big portals for the consumer to search on. Off the air on the break, we were talking about searching on Zillow. All of us, you know, have that app on our phone, how we found properties, how consumers are finding properties. So really just kind of going over that and then talking about local representation and how we utilize these technology changes, give you a local contact, and then differentiate ourselves because of it. So same type of thing in the lending industry. I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua here. Tom, how you doing?
Lance, I'm doing great. We're going to completely switch gears here, and we're going to talk about manufactured homes.
We've had a couple close in the last two or three months, and so that is a viable option for a lot of people out there, and we've been closing and selling those. So I'm glad you're going to update us on that
one. You know, I got a call from a client this last week, and they said, geez, I've called everyone in the phone book. Nobody seems to do them, or they all want 20% down. Do you guys offer them? I'm sure we have five different options for manufactured homes.
So, yeah, let's hear it.
I want to chat about those. On all of these programs, the home has to be on their own lot. So none of these apply to homes and rented lots. We can't finance those. Those are essentially considered a vehicle almost because it's got a vehicular title on it. Now, the first option is going to be a construction loan. So we will actually help pay for the move of a brand new manufactured home from the dealership to a lot. Now, this could be a lot that you already own, and maybe you have an existing home on it, or it's a lot you purchased with the Kenmore team somewhere, and we'll move it to that lot, or we can do the construction loan and the lot loan at the same time. It's kind of a package deal for you.
Now, let's be key there. What you said there really quickly was moved from the manufacturer's lot to your lot.
Exactly.
Meaning you
brand new.
Brand new. You cannot purchase an existing one from another location and move it. That negates probably 90% of the financing in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So these are only for brand new homes, but it's kind of a unique product. You know, I think most of the time I've always sent people down to the dealership and said, oh, you got to talk to them. I'm sure they know somebody. So this is a program that's been rolled out in the last 6 months or so. You use this construction loan to put in your well, your septic, foundation, and any other improvements as part of the loan.
Nice.
Now, our minimum credit score for this program is 680. At 680, you got to put 25% down. If your score is above 700, we allow just a 20% down payment. Now, like I mentioned, if you already own that lot, any equity you have in that lot will count towards that down payment requirement. Now, the second option for manufactured home is a conventional loan. For our conventional loan, we require only 5% down. It's got to be either owner-occupied or second home. Second home is like a vacation property. Cannot do investment properties for these. Now, they have to be permanently attached to the foundation. It's got to have tie downs, and the title has to be eliminated. So when that property comes in, rolls in off the truck, it comes in with a vehicular title because it went down the road. Mm-hmm. When you eliminate your title, you eliminate that vehicular title, and you make it one with the piece of property that it sits on. So that will be a requirement. It can only be moved once, and that's going to be from the dealership to the spot it's at right then.
Yep.
And the home has to have been built after June of 76. And that's a essentially a date where HUD came out and kind of upped their standards for these manufacturers. Now, third option for you, FHA. FHA is what most people do when they get a manufactured home. It requires only 3.5% down and has extremely low interest rates. Owner-occupied only, no second homes, no investment properties. Also has to be permanently attached to the foundation. And one thing we have to do extra for FHA, we don't for conventional, is we get an engineer to come out and certify the foundation. There's a few guys in town that do it, so don't get scared away from that. But that's basically us sending someone out there to inspect the foundation, make sure it's done correctly, make sure it has adequate tie downs, and that's really to protect the lender and for the buyer. A little bit higher standards that the home has to be in than what conventional would, but we do a lot of these. Now, kind of branching off of FHA is the Home Advantage Program. Now, this is, aside from VA, which we'll talk about next, this is the lowest down payment someone can get into a home. We use this in conjunction with FHA. Client has to put either 1% or $1,000 down, whichever is higher. Now, because FHA requires 3.5% down, we're essentially going to give them a second loan with no interest, no payments, to make up what that down payment doesn't require. You can't own any other properties. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and it does have to be owner occupied. So a really great tool for someone to be able to get into a manufacturer with very little down. Last one, VA. Absolute best program, zero down, amazing interest rates, only zero down option out there for manufactured. So if you're a veteran thinking about buying a manufactured home, the VA loan is very likely going to be your best bet. And of course, you can use that in conjunction with the Homes for Heroes program to get even more savings.
You know, I wish I'd known about this when we bought ours.
Yes, that was before us. We could have helped you a lot. Now,
well,
from
we bought ours in 99.
Now, from yes, we were not doing the radio show in 99, but no. But hopefully we will be in 10 years from now in 24. Okay, sounds good. Now, one thing from my perspective to note for everybody out there listening that might currently be in a manufactured home is if you make any additions, covered patios, decks, carports, any sort of addition to a manufactured home, that falls under an inspection requirement by LNI, by Labor and Industries. And they have very specific requirements that there has to be load-bearing on its own, can't make attachments or penetrate the shell of the manufactured home. So before you do anything like that to a manufactured home, please consult LNI. You're going to have LNI drawings and the permit and the inspection signed off to get it sold to anybody in the future through one of these programs that Tom was talking about.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up.
He built a covered deck, and he made sure that it completely stood on its own.
Absolutely.
He tied the shingles in.
Yep.
But he said, I can pull these shingles off and the thing won't fall down.
Absolutely.
So as long as it's freestanding on its own,
yep,
you're in good shape.
Absolutely. And so having that all done and inspected makes the loan process go so much faster. You know, I have been hanging out with the Canadians. I almost said process. Okay, sorry. Too much hockey for me this weekend.
It's about time.
I caught myself saying process halfway through. Process, Tom. Process. Okay, very good. So that, thank you for bringing that up. And those loan programs, like I say, we've done quite a few of those the last couple months. So please give us a call if you have an existing manufactured home like that, that you're looking to sell or want to get an opinion on a value. We'd be glad to take a look at it and help you out with that.
We've come a long way, too.
Yeah.
Manufactured homes, you know, ours is really nice, well-built.
Absolutely. Yeah, there are a lot of amenities now have and making them very energy efficient.
Well, and I think that's why you see lenders willing to offer more programs or doing it with just 5% down on conventional. I mean, these are changes that have come here recently.
Fantastic. Okay, before we wrap up today, I'm going to have a pick three for us. Some awesome, awesome property out there. Brand new listing, 5220 Hershey Lane. Okay, this is out in Candy Mountain Estates, West Richland. This place is fantastic, has amazing views, and we're talking a 6-bedroom, 4-bath Rambler basement out there. 4,364 square feet, big living room, gas fireplace in there, gorgeous kitchen with tile flooring, granite countertops. I mean, this thing is dialed in. Private master suite that has access to a covered deck with a walk-in closet, huge master bath. Okay, and then get this. On the lower level, we've got another family room, built-in wet bar, and another master suite on the lower level. So we've got like a guest bedroom, in-law quarters, however you want to do that. But we have another master suite on the lower level with its own bathroom. You're getting all of this for $459,000. $459,900. Wow. Just put that on this week. Already had a couple great showings. So if you want to see that, definitely let us know. Okay, pick number two, another brand new listing to us, 120 Meadow Hills Drive. This is in Richland off of Leslie. Okay, this is a custom-built, four-bedroom, three-bath home, South Richland location with panoramic views. 3,550 square feet. Okay, you've got a huge floor plan, large living room, big masonry fireplace, beautiful kitchen with granite counters. You've got a 21 by 13 bonus room on the main level, huge master suite with his and her walk-in closets, another big private bath with dual sink vanity. In the lower level, you've got another 21 by 18 bonus room and then a private backyard. So we have recently just got this listing, and it is priced at $399,000. Okay, if you look up 120 Meadow Hills Drive on the Bend County Assessor site, assessed value $492,000.
Hmm.
Okay, the sellers are move the property. We want it sold. So we went in really aggressive at $399,000. 120 Meadow Hills Drive. If you have any questions about that property, please let us know. Pick number three, 4203 South Tacoma Place. This is a great, great big house, four-bedroom, three-bath home on a cul-de-sac in Kennewick. So you've got hardwood floors on the main level, an upgraded kitchen. You've got granite counters, backsplash, great cabinetry. You got a slider that goes off the dining area out to the deck. And they have redone three full bathrooms, all have tile flooring and matching marble tub surrounds. Basement has a bonus room and a large office. We got fully fenced backyard with RV parking. And we're coming in on that one at $229,900. So remember, in a market where we only have 3.5 months supply inventory, arguably right now, we're looking at some fantastic new listings and new inventory coming on the market right now. So great, great time to be looking at these options. A lot of people, like I said before the break, have been asking us about our hassle-free listing program, how that works, and if they should still be on the market during the holidays. The numbers and the stats are pointing to a very unique time. We rarely go into this time of year with those type of numbers and stats. In the past couple of years, when it might have been a time to be off the market or taking a break, depending upon the style of your house, the neighborhood, and where you fit in that range of homes, it might be the time to be on the market or going on the market right now. Less inventory. I'd much rather be in a market where we were competing against less number of people. You know, do you want to run against 10 runners in the race or three? Well, I'll take my chances with those three. I can keep tabs on them a little better.
Yeah.
So it's the exact same type of thing with what's going on with our market right now. As we kind of finished up the hassle-free listing program and talked about what really differentiates us, a couple highlights, you know, really just to hit on there, is we're very careful about our pricing, giving you that analysis, and being very realistic with people about where they should be. That's a huge part that really sets the tone for how that listing's going to go. And then following up on feedback and what we're getting. There are still lots of homes selling. We negotiated seven or eight offers in the last week and a half alone. So there's still activity in the market, lots of good showings, and we would love to come interview for that job of getting your home sold and then helping you purchase your next home. Now, you might need some money for that. So if you don't have all the cash rounded up, we're going to talk to Tom at Umpqua.
You buy me a lottery ticket.
Tom, how can people get a hold of you to talk about mortgages and being pre-approved?
I'd love to chat with you about your financing options. Even if you've spoken to another lender, a really good idea to get a second opinion. You can reach me at the office, 783-7300.
Now, Tom, it's cold out. I don't really want to come see you at the office.
Oh, so you want to apply on my website?
How do we do that?
TomCoinHomeLoans.com.
Okay, Tom. bitcoinhomeloans.com. Also, sign up for our home searches. You can go to kenmoreteam.com and take a good look. Get signed up for our home searches there, and we would love to answer any questions you have. And get out there. It might be a little cold, but there's going to be less people looking and less homes on the market. And so we'll definitely turn up the heaters, get you in the car, and get you looking for your next home. And regardless, we're going to be right back here next Saturday,
right here on News Talk 870.